We have sad news this morning. Doris Day has died. The great singer and actress succumbed to pneumonia at age 97 at her home in California. Sonari Glinton has this remembrance.
She was the girl next door, even in her 40s, which is probably why her films with Rock Hudson were so successful. I mean, who wouldn't want to see a young Doris Day in the bathtub?
You'll find that most people are willing to meet you halfway, if you let them.
Am I going to see you tonight?
Oh, I'd love to, Rex, but I already have a date tonight.
In this scene from Pillow Talk, the screen is split. Day and Hudson are in their separate bathtubs, but it looks like they're in the same one, with their feet touching. Kind of risque for 1959.
Of course, you ain't the kind of guy who'd break a date.
No, I'm not.
And I ain't the kind of guy that'd ask you to.
I know you're not.
I'll pick you up at 8.
I'll be ready.
That was Day at the height of her film success. But her career began as a big band girl singer. And with Les Brown's big band, she had one of the biggest hits of World War II.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories.
For many GIs, Doris Day represented the kind of girl you'd want to fight for and come home to.
When I was just a little girl,
the end of the war brought the end of the big band era and the beginning of Day's film career. Alfred Hitchcock used Day's voice as a plot device. In The Man Who Knew Too Much, a distraught Day sings a distress signal to her kidnapped son.
Que sera, sera. Whatever will be.
Que sera, sera became her signature tune and went to the number 2 spot on the charts. Will Friedwald wrote the book on jazz singing. Literally. He says Day's success with pop and novelty songs overshadowed a simple fact. She was a phenomenal singer, both technically and artistically.
I mean, she really is sort of the mother of all tuneful, sunny blondes, but at the same time, there's a very definitely a dark side to her. You know, she can explore that kind of emotion very effectively in song.
There'll be no one unless that someone is you.
In the musical drama Love Me or Leave Me, Doris Day plays 30s torch singer Ruth Etting, opposite Jimmy Cagney, who plays her jilted mobster husband.
You gotta give her credit. The girl can sing. About that, I never was wrong.
I want your love, but I don't want to borrow.
In the 50s, Day played a lot of these meaty roles in movies such as Calamity Jane, Pajama Game, The Man Who Knew Too Much. But it wasn't until the end of the decade that she settled into the romantic comedies and the persona that would stick, The Girl Next Door. Norman Jewison directed Doris Day in 2 films in the 1960s. He says her persona and her personality were able to attract men and women alike and was perfect for the times.
She was a good girl. She wasn't snide. She wasn't too smart. She brought a kind of an honesty and a freshness. And she was also strangely sexy.
You won't admit you love me, and so how am I ever to know? You always tell me perhaps, perhaps, perhaps.
Doris Day's husband and manager, Marty Melcher, died suddenly in 1968. Not only had he lost her entire fortune, but he signed her to a television series without her knowledge. Doris Day slogged through the 5 seasons of The Doris Day Show and left Hollywood. After a very long legal battle, she won back some of her money. In retirement, tabloids often caught Day doing simple things, going to the grocery store, caring for scores of abandoned pets, or dining out with friends. And it seems, if she couldn't be the girl next door in her youth, as the years passed, she could come close. Sort of.
Perhaps, perhaps. Perhaps, 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 perhaps.
Sonari Glinton, NPR News.